I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 28th. A Massachusetts state representative has been charged with operating under the influence after being stopped by state troopers in Quincy. Just before 10:30 Tuesday night, state police received at least two calls from motorists reporting an erratic operator in a black SUV unable to stay within marked lanes on the expressway in Milton. One of the callers said the SUV hit a guardrail and exited onto Route 3 South, then continued onto the Bergen Parkway in Quincy. The vehicle, a 2014 black Ford Escape, came to a stop on Bergen Parkway. It appeared to be disabled and smoking near the Quincy Adams T station. The driver was identified as 32-year-old David LaBeouf of Worcester, a state representative for Worcester. Trooper said LaBeouf in his vehicle had a strong odor of alcohol and his speech was slurred. Trooper said despite LaBeouf claiming he hadn't had anything to drink that night, he failed a field sobriety test. Troopers determined LaBeouf was intoxicated and he was arrested. His blood alcohol level was 4 times the state legal limit. During an inventory of the vehicle, troopers say they found 9 empty mini bottles of Dr. McGillicuddy's in the rear of the vehicle. Police said 2 cans of house wine were found in the front cup holders, one empty, the other half full. LaBeouf was charged with operating under the influence, negligent operation. He was released on personal recognizance and is due back on June 28th for a pretrial hearing. LaBeouf, a lifelong Worcester resident, took office in January of 2019 and announced in February that he would run for re-election. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says this coming Monday night's Quincy City Council meeting will be a lengthy one. Koch says he'll be presenting a proposal for the city to purchase 3 properties along Hancock Street in Quincy Center for redevelopment, and also presenting his proposed budget for the new fiscal year. The property purchase presentation was delayed because this past Monday's council meeting was canceled when Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan tested positive for COVID-19. The former Lowe's Home Improvement store in Quincy is gone. The MBTA has completed demolition of the building on the Bergen Parkway in preparation for construction of a new bus maintenance facility. The new garage will be able to accommodate up to 120 buses, and the T plans to use hybrid and electric buses as part of the new fleet. The new facility is expected to be completed in 2024. The new garage will replace the 104-year-old garage on Hancock Street that Mayor Thomas Koch wants to transform into an indoor sports complex. Koch said he is in talks with the T about acquiring that property. Quincy police are investigating the theft of at least 2 catalytic converters from vehicles reported on Tuesday. Police say the exhaust system devices were stolen from a 2005 Honda CR-V parked at Quincy High School and a 2006 Kia that was parked at the Quincy Historical Society. Both reports were made between 2 and 3 Tuesday afternoon. Catalytic converter thefts have been a problem nationwide as thieves target the devices for their precious metals. Catalytic converters reduce exhaust emissions in vehicles. Replacing the devices can cost thousands of dollars. Rescued sea turtles that were rehabbed at the New England Aquarium were released into the waters off North Carolina on Tuesday. Officials said some of the 26 turtles were rescued from Cape Cod beaches over the winter. They were released into the warm waters off the Cape Hatteras National Seashore. 10 Kemp's Ridley turtles from the aquarium, 1 loggerhead, and 4 Kemp's Ridleys from Mystic Aquarium, 5 Kemp's Ridleys from the Atlantic Marine Conservation Society, and 6 from New York Marine Rescue Center all crawled from the beach back into their ocean home. Staff and volunteers from Mass Audubon Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary rescued the turtles from Cape Cod beaches during the annual Cold Stunning event, which began last November and went into January. Most of the turtles were triaged at the New England Aquarium Sea Turtle Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard and spent months in rehab, receiving treatment for conditions that included pneumonia and dehydration. During the ground transport, the vehicle temperature is set for what the water will be at the release points. The turtles make the journey in banana boxes, being able to safely spend extended periods of time out of the water and receive fluids to better prepare them for a return to the ocean. Among the turtles released by the aquarium was a Kemp's Ridley that underwent surgery to remove an ingested balloon ribbon that extended from outside his beak through its digestive tract and out of its opening. Aquarium staff intended to release that turtle named Star Anise this summer off the Cape, but the turtle recovered more quickly than anticipated and was able to join the North Carolina transports. Legalized sports gambling in Massachusetts could take a big step forward today when the state Senate debates its own version of a sports betting bill. The House passed its version of a bill about 9 months ago, but there is a big difference between the House's legislation and the Senate legislation regarding sports gambling. While the House bill allows gambling on college sports, the Senate bill does not. Governor Baker said under the right circumstances, betting on college sports is okay with him. The Senate's version of the sport betting bill also doesn't allow for the use of credit cards to place bets. Three New England states that are adjacent to Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island, have already legalized some form of sports betting. State Department of Public Health reported 2,807 new confirmed COVID cases Wednesday. The seven-day weighted average of positive tests in Massachusetts increased to 4.87%. There were also eight deaths reported. Health officials said the total number of confirmed cases in the state is now over 1.6 million. Total number of confirmed deaths, 19,119. There were over 61,000 new tests reported. 413 people are in the hospital with COVID, 32 are in ICU. Here in Quincy, the positivity rate is 3.73%. There were 24 new cases reported yesterday in Quincy. There have been a total of 261 deaths. State and city leaders gathered yesterday on Boston Common for the groundbreaking of a new memorial honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife, Coretta Scott King. The Embrace, a 22-foot sculpture featuring interlocking bronze arms, will be near the Parkman Bandstand, where Dr. King led a rally and spoke in 1965. According to King Boston, it invites visitors to gather and enter into the King's Embrace. They hope to unveil the completed memorial on Monday, January 16th, MLK Day in 2023. The memorial also celebrates King's connection to the area years before his iconic 1963 speech at the Lincoln Memorial. Boston was home to a young Martin Luther King Jr. He lived on Mass Ave and studied at Boston University. It was there where he would earn a PhD in systemic theology and become Dr. King. Boston's also where he met Coretta Scott. The groundbreaking came on the 95th anniversary of Coretta Scott King's birthday. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 61. The NASDAQ down a point. The S&P rose 8. Global stocks, mostly higher. The dollar rose. The euro slipped. Oil at over $101 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat Toronto 7-1. The series continues in Toronto at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Bruins host the Sabres tonight at 7. And we now know that the Celtics will face the Milwaukee Bucks. Game 1 of the semifinals coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Garden. The National Weather Service forecast for today: partly cloudy and windy with a high 52. For tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, low 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 54. Saturday, partly cloudy and a high 58. Sunday, mostly sunny and warmer. High Sunday near 70 degrees. For the boater today, waves 2 to 4 feet. That northwest wind gusting to 25 knots. High tide right after 10:30 this morning. Sunrise at 5:43, set at 7:39. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, April 28th.